Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Brian Park. I'm Mike Pesca, joined now by Sirius newsman Matt Martinez. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Mike.
Matt, we should tell the listeners, Matt always walks around the office with a fedora with the word press sticking out of it.
True.
Not at all an affectation that gets you into many press conferences.
Fact.
Well, he's got a word sticking in his fedora. Whatever that word says must be what he's part of.
True.
He also answers the phone like this. You got Martinez. Sometimes he'll answer, city desk, go.
Sometimes I say, copy.
none of it's an affectation. All of it's very useful in the hard news. But now we're having something a little different. Now we're having the ramble.
You know, Mike, going forward, I'd really prefer that you not use the term ramble. You can drill down and find some other expression that's more reflective of our strategic staircase, if you know what I mean.
I don't think I do.
Well, let's touch base about it offline. I mean, off the air. I mean, yeah. Office speak. You know what? The sad thing about this, I do this. You know, people love to hate these things. According to a story from the BBC website, people just hate them. They just hate them.
Hate the office speak.
You know, but I guess you just can't turn a tanker around with a speed boat change. I don't even know what that means. I've never heard that one before.
That might
ever.
Be an English one.
Yeah,
or some
I guess.
Reference to cricket.
Yeah.
Or is a sticky wicket? Is that office speak?
No. Low-hanging fruit.
Uh-huh,
sprinkling
yeah.
our magic. I've got you on my radar, mister, you know, so.
That's right in my wheelhouse, as we'll hear later on in the show.
I hope you'll loop back to me.
Loop back to you. Yeah, office speak. Terrible. I wonder if the work speak issue is any different in Scandinavia. One thing is different there. Aside from the prominence of blondes in the workplace, it's that Norway, Sweden, and Finland share salary information. In fact, they publish everyone's tax returns. The Finnish embassy in London told USA Today that publishing salaries is part of the Scandinavian tradition. Some word like jantelag, which translates roughly as nobody is better than anybody else. Jantelag. A spokesperson for Norway's embassy, who makes, I don't know, $80,000 a year in London, says that checking up on salaries of friends, families, and celebrities is very popular. It's like Googling your future boss or someone who's profiled you on LinkedIn. The Secretary of State for Sweden's Justice Ministry, who makes like $300,000, says not everyone does it, but it's not a source of shame. If that's what you want to do, you can see what your brother-in-law make, what your neighbors make. And people ask each other, have you checked on your future in-laws?
Well, here's another one of those tough questions. Is Jerry Seinfeld a comedian or an actor?
That's not that tough if you've seen him practice both crafts.
Okay, well, before we get in any answers here, let's look at where this is coming from. Back in October, cookbook author Missy Chase Lapine wrote The Sneaky Chef, Simple Strategies for Hiding Healthy Foods in Kids. Favorite meals. Very long title. Anyway, she said that Seinfeld's wife plagiarized her ideas. Jessica Seinfeld's book is called Deceptively Delicious, Simple Secrets to Get Your Kids Eating Good Food. We covered it here on the show.
Because no one else has ever wrote a book about getting kids to eat good food.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so when he was a guest on The Late Show with David Letterman, Seinfeld said Lapine was accusing his wife of vegetable plagiarism. Now he says the Sneaky Chef's lawyers are calling him an actor instead of a comedian to cut down on the sting of his humor. So Lapine's lawyers say they cooked up the new language as part of a new version of the lawsuit that their client filed in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan several weeks ago. So, we don't know. Funny man or actor?
I think given the lack of success of B-movie, one thing is clear. We could not call him a animation auteur.
There you go.
All right. And now for a food story of Olympic proportion. Spectators heading to Beijing for the games this August can leave their Mugu Gai Pan at home. The Chinese capital is giving restaurants an official guidebook to English translations of popular dishes. It's like kitchen diplomacy. So instead of husband and wife's lung slice, which is actually on a menu.
It really? Is it? Is
it was it's, at it's, one time. Visitors will be able to order beef and ox tripe and chili sauce. I wouldn't order tripe anyway.
But well, I wouldn't order either of those things.
No. I'd order a combination. Beef and ox sliced lung and chili sauce.
I would actually order the husband and wife's lung slice just to be adventurous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's if the ox tripe is still a little off-putting, here's another translation. Chicken without sexual life,
well,
too much information, is now called steamed pullet.
That sounds worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steamed chicken.
Yeah.
They're overthinking this.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Visitors looking for a name that's closer to home might want to try with the old standby, Kung Pao Chicken. Rumor has it the name comes from the name of an imperial official who had the dish when he was touring the country conducting inspections. And just what is Kung Pao Chicken? I cannot inform you as to Kung Pao Chicken's sex life, but on the plate, It's small cubes of meat fried with chili and peanuts.
Delicious.
It is good. That is good. I endorse Kung Pao chicken. What's your dish du jour in Chinese?
It is Mongolian beef, though you can't find it on all Chinese menus, only the Sichuan menus.
Right. Do you know the difference between Inner Mongolian beef and Outer Mongolian beef?
I don't.
Yeah. It's all about the cut, actually.
Yeah,
of
really?
The beef. Yeah. But not everyone likes the westernized names. According to Reuters, one internet said the new names were undermining Chinese traditions and jeopardizing the stories behind the dishes. I want to know what they're going to do with fortune cookies.
What about the other internet?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You have to get two internets for it to, you know, a tete-a-tete.
Well, usually we have to have three internet for a good source.
Three internet sources.
Yeah.
And that is your ramble. More of this and all the links on npr.org/Brian Park.